Hi there. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this podcast. My name is Lewis and I'm a millennial. In this episode, I will continue the section of the individual and our meaning of life. You may have noticed that in the title of the section, I have included the word individual, but all I have been talking about was the meaning of life. Rest assured, I will get on to talking about the individual very shortly. First, let's finish the topic about meaning of life. So in episode 5, I described what the collective unconscious is. Many people out there will say their meaning of life is to go travel around the world or eat the best things in the world. I will be honest, these two activities have tremendous meaning of life. This is the reason why. I will help you recall what Carl Jung said about the collective unconscious. Carl Jung believed that in order for us to have a healthy mind, we need to make conscious as much as possible of that in the collective unconscious. So the act of traveling around the world and eating the best things in the world are constant exploration activities to try and awaken parts of the collective unconscious. Many of us do this, but we do it subconsciously. This is the reason why we cannot lay in our house for eternity. We will go crazy. There are many accounts in history where when people are put in jail and forced to stay in the jail for a long period of time, there is a very high probability that they would turn mentally unstable. This is the reason why. Our collective unconscious requires us to constantly explore the world to awaken as much of it as possible so that we could be made whole of our individuality. You may notice that when we go out to see the world wonders, for example, Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls, on first arrival, we may have this sense of flush in emotions. This is my opinion, but it could be our minds subconsciously awakening many parts of the collective unconscious at the same time. It is really like a spiritual experience and reuniting with our ancestors. So it is of my opinion that sightseeing requires the actual sight to have historical meaning. Otherwise, there is no point in going to that place to see it. So these actually tie in with the idea about the individual. But before I can do that, I will need to describe the philosophy of chaos and order. As mentioned in episode 4, chaos in the mythological are simply obstacles stopping us from finding the treasure in the underworld. So what is order? Well, when you successfully find that treasure, you put order onto your mind, and that order releases you from the underworld and back to a calm state of mind. So that means there must be a balance of chaos and order, but too much order is also not good. That is because too much order means there is no progress. It means simply sitting on the sofa and doing nothing, and that is suffering. So there must be some elements of chaos to drive us to push forward and progress humanity. Okay, so how does this all tie back into the idea of the individual? Well, in order for us to have that little bit of chaos to help us to progress, our minds must stay individual. For example, imagine we are in a group discussing about how a project should be done. If we have a collective mentality, then we would simply all agree with each other about how the project should be done. In other words, there will be too much order and no progress. However, if we stay individual and think for ourselves, then we could sometimes challenge other people's ideas. That puts chaos in other people's minds, and it forces them to progress. The issue here is that because you're putting chaos on that person's mind, if they cannot control themselves or cannot fight the chaos properly, then they could begin feeling their deadwood burning, or in other words, their existing ideas burning and dying, and that doesn't feel good. They may lash out at you for forcing them to feel this way, but that's not your fault. That is his fault for feeling that way. So if we look at the modern world today, the regulations put onto the various industries are attempts to put order. But these regulations institute too much order, and that stops progression. Look at the financial industry. It hasn't progressed a single bit since 1913, until Bitcoin came along, making the banks and government scared. And on the other spectrum, we have tremendous chaos in gender identity, which causes too much idea progression, but everything is out of place. So there needs to be a balance between chaos and order. And the individual is important because the default chaos and order state is to be individual. And then be a little bit into chaos to help us progress. Not being individual and having to be in a group or having a collective mentality stopped progression entirely. And that is not within our nature. That's because if we have the collectivism mentality, we lose any sense of hope for progression, that the future could be better. We stay inside the confines of the group and stuck here. That is sitting on the sofa or sitting under the confines of the group doing nothing. That is suffering. So when we do that, we cannot have any sense of hope. So how does Bitcoin help to solve this? Well, it actually isn't Bitcoin that helps to bring individuality to us again. It helps to facilitate the process, but there is one bigger thing that will be of a bigger catalyst. That is the internet. If you look back in history, the old West used to be the societies where the individuality was cherished. Look back at the Age of Enlightenment. You have great minds such as Isaac Newton, Immanuel Kant, René Descartes, Søren Kierkegaard. These men maintained their individuality and helped the Old West to flourish. While the rest of the world, for example, Communist China and the Soviet Union, eventually crumbled from within. So the Old West was the beacon of hope for the rest of the world. Now look back at the modern world. Which society cherishes individuality the most? That is the internet. But the internet alone cannot help us to have individuality because there is no point if the money that we use does not derive from the ideas of liberty. So that is where Bitcoin comes into play. Therefore, the combination of the internet and Bitcoin, in my opinion, will help lead our world into an era similar to the Old West. Will there be some combinations of elements from the modern world and the new world that would be ushered by the internet and Bitcoin? Maybe. We do not know. But I am extremely optimistic about this new beacon of hope. So this ends the section about the individual and our meaning of life. In the next section, I will talk about our enlightenment and the brain. See you guys on the next one.